We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh boy, folks. What's going on? Welcome to the Six Man Show Post Game Live presented by Rock'em. Things are getting dicey now, boys and girls. Coming into the stretch of Final Four games, we knew this was the most winnable of them all. And the Magic just completely unable to do that tonight. They lose 118 to 106 in Houston against the Rockets. In a game that just felt completely impossible from the first quarter. It's rough. First quarter is where the Magic lost the game, just like on Friday in Charlotte. They got outscored by 11 and just never had an answer the rest of the way. This is tough, guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty rattled. I think a lot of us, not just fans, I think the team even, had a little bit of false sense of security coming into this week. Because considering where we were in the standings, and when you say things like, oh, just win two games and you're in, it just sounds so simple. But those games still have to be played. And, I don't feel that the Magic brought the energy and the effort that they needed to tonight. In the first half, really. Fourth quarter, maybe the same, but that parts of that third quarter, early fourth quarter, the energy that we saw, especially from like Jalen Suggs, Joe Ingles, Markel Fultz at times, Mo Wagner, we needed that for 48 minutes and we just didn't get it, which is really, really hard to believe. It's one thing to go out there and play really hard and still lose to guys like Van Vliet or Jabari Smith Jr. or Jalen Green just making a bunch of crazy shots. That's one thing, but tonight was not that. Tonight was them making crazy shots. At the same time, I didn't think the Magic gave 48 minutes of effort. And we know the talent gap between this team and the other good teams. And because of that talent gap, the Magic can't take any possessions off. And so a night like tonight, it's just not good enough. Yeah, this one sucks, but welcome to the show, guys. Glad you're here. I'm a little frazzled. I'm not going to lie. I'm rattled. Even though I felt this coming in the third quarter, even. This was the first time all season I texted Jonathan and Luke in the third quarter with like 9 minutes left, and I said, this game's over. Like, we just didn't have it tonight. Wasn't even close. So I'm a little rattled, but we're going to get through the show, just like we have all season long. We are going to look ahead to the rest of the games this week, because they don't get any easier. Back-to-back, you go to Milwaukee tomorrow. We'll talk about that game here at the end of the show. And then Philadelphia and Milwaukee to close it out. It'll be crazy. But yeah, welcome to the show. This is the Six Man Show Post Game Live. It's presented by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store. They're located in Central Florida in Orlando, just down the road from Kia Center. Jonathan, Luke, myself, had the privilege of checking out their facility, their headquarters, earlier in this Magic season. It's an awesome place. They got a lot of awesome people that work there, and a lot of them are die-hard Magic fans. I know they're heartbroken like us. But there is postseason basketball on the horizon for the Magic, so it'd be a great time to gear up with some Rock'em Orlando Magic socks and underwear. Just use that code MAGIC20 because it'll get you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com. Obviously, shout out to Rock'em for sponsoring the show. They've been awesome all season long. And really, I just love Rock'em because all the innovative stuff they put out, especially for local teams like UCF and the Orlando Magic. So check them out at rock'em.com and use that code MAGIC20. We do have a super chat here from Soul Train. He says, Franz was missed. Really concerned about center. Yeah, would have loved to have Franz in a game like tonight. Guy that can get to the rim, guy that can finish at the rim. Even though he's not shooting the ball the best this season, the ability to get to the rim and get to the line and finish at the rim and create plays from the rim, super missed tonight. Super, super missed tonight. Thank you for that super chat, Soul Train. Oh, and then you also mentioned center. Yeah, not Wendell's best game. Not Wendell's best game. I thought Mo was all right. Had it again, just like what day is this? Tuesday? Just like Sunday. Missed several shots at the rim, which is very uncharacteristic for him. But I feel like I say this every show, but like the NBA is so wild. Like 48 hours, everything can change. 48 hours ago on Sunday, flying high, a game back of two. Feeling like you can do anything. And then you turn around tonight and things are falling apart, it feels like. Feels very daunting the rest of the way. Especially when you add to the fact that literally every other result went against the Magic tonight. Everyone. Everything that could have gone wrong for the Magic tonight went wrong. We'll talk about that in a second. All right, I'm going to fly through some of these. I don't intend on this being a long show tonight, guys. It's a back-to-back, not just for the team, but for us here. I'm rattled, guys. I'm a little shook. All right, let's take a look here. Luke B says, why do we wait so long to get Suggs and Wendell in? The Wendell thing I don't really care about. Like, Wendell wasn't good tonight. He wasn't impactful on either end of the floor. So if you want to leave Mo out there because you think he can score when you're down double digits, I don't mind that. The Jalen thing, I do mind. That was a little confusing. I think he came in at like the 346 mark or the 336 mark or something like that, which just feels too late. Especially because it's not just what he can bring you defensively, but offensively, he was terrific tonight. 21 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, hit all 5 of his free throws. Sucks. Let me just double check something really fast. The Knicks did hold on. Okay. Yeah, Knicks won, so every result went against us. Ascension says, I'm furious right now. I don't mind. I don't blame you, I should say. Luke B says, this game and the Charlotte game were identical. Pretty close. Pretty close. I'm Jovi says, a team with no playoff hopes just absolutely killing us yet again. How do we not learn from the Hornets game? Come on. Here's the thing. The Rockets are a good team. They didn't have anything to play for, but at the same time, it's their last home game, so they want to show up for the fans. And then the fact that they don't have their own draft pick, they don't have any reason to lose. You know, if anything, they want to win, so the pick is even worse for the Thunder. But yeah, it's rough. Yeah, Rom says Bucks, Knicks, Pacers, Heat, and 76ers won SMH. Yep. Everything that could have gone wrong tonight went wrong. Clement says awful turnovers, awful shooting, awful defense. And still we were in it. Ridiculous. Yeah. 6-point game down the stretch there and couldn't pull it out. Oh, man. Warp says another absolutely inexcusable effort in a huge game with major consequences. Sloppy, slow, and lackadaisical. Body language says a lot, and they looked ready to go home in the second quarter. I was surprised. I was surprised at the body language. I thought it was interesting because I agree, like, the body language looked bad, but they also looked exhausted. Like, they looked tired in the second, early third quarter, which, I mean, everyone, I'd be tired if I played that much, but at the same time, it's like they just had a different level. Houston had a different level of energy tonight. It's rough. Rough. Chris says, well, at least from here on out, we can't get punked by a team missing the playoffs. Yeah, that's true. Offense was horrible and defense was paper thin. Yep. Only playing playoff teams from here on out. Ty, Mr. TV with a super chat. Says, I just want consistency. This up and down schizophrenic play makes me nervous for the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. It makes me nervous for making the playoffs at this point, guys. Like, you win this game tonight, I feel very comfortable that we're avoiding the play-in. Now, I don't know. I really don't know. And that's crazy to say because 48 hours ago, I thought for sure we were going to be the 3 or the 4. It's crazy. I gotta skip around tonight, guys. I can't hit everything. I'm not gonna lie. Diego says this has got to be the most frustrating game of the season, not only because of how this will affect the standings, but also just because it just felt like the Magic weren't even playing intense at all. Felt like that. Oh man, for large portions of this game, not gonna lie. I'm Joby says Franz has to play a game like this. No need to assume this is an easy game without him on the court, hence we lose. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, he sprained his ankle on Sunday. Like, it's not like he's got, you know, the cold. You know, I think he's legit hurt. And they do have the postseason on their minds, you know, this front office and the medical staff and everything. I wouldn't be surprised if J.I. and Franz swap places tomorrow, if Franz plays and J.I. doesn't. Gary Harris lately has not been playing back-to-backs. Gary Harris has to play tomorrow. I think that's the situation. You will see Gary Harris play. If this was a month ago, Gary Harris doesn't play in this back-to-back. I think he does. I think he plays tomorrow. Oh, man. John 17 says Knicks are third, sadly. Yep, I'm going to pull up the standings here in just a second. Like I said, I'm just going to hit a few of these tonight, guys. I'm pretty rough. Pretty defeated tonight. Yes, and just hope we don't fall in the play-in. Yeah. Feels like it's a possibility now. Seth says, some ridiculous things tonight. One, Paolo, two, the refs, though they're not the reason we lost. And three, when does Van Fleet do that ever? He does that against us. We got a super chat. Another one from Soul Train says, Magic Cavs series for battle of inconsistency. Yeah. That's who we'd face right now if the season ended. It would be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Crazy that there's 100 of you here right now, by the way. Like, you guys are just asking for punishment. 100 of you, after watching that game, you're here for this post-game show. Appreciate you guys being here. Please hit that like button. But yeah, rough. Also, Jay Esco says, Kevin won't blame me if we cut this one short. Yeah, it's going to happen tonight, guys. We're going like 20 minutes, maybe 25.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Shout out to the Atlanta Hawks, by the way. I saw someone mention them in the chat for absolutely choking in this game against the Heat tonight. Had a lead in the fourth, lost it, goes to overtime. Had a decent lead, like 5 points in second overtime. Lost that lead, goes to double overtime, and the Heat just took over in second overtime. So shout out to the Atlanta Hawks for being absolutely useless. Jesus with the super chat says, P5 smiling like he wants to play in SMH. Yikes. Yikes, man. Yeah, sometimes you got to read the room a little bit before you do stuff. It was like that the other night too. On Friday, there were some smiles and stuff in that Charlotte game, and I was like, come on, guys. Come on. I don't want to pick things apart because this season's been amazing, but at the same time. Yeah, Axis says, this team is not built for comebacks. We play far too slow to make up 10 points in 6 minutes. Most nights, that's true. On the flip side, I did want to mention this. A team like Houston that is full of streaky shooters, which that's what half their team is. Van Vliet, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr., even a guy like Dylan Brooks, like super streaky shooters. The problem with playing teams like that is you cannot, under any circumstance, let them get off to a good start. Because once guys like that see the ball go in, they'll feel it the rest of the game. And unfortunately for the Magic tonight, that's exactly what they did. They let them get off to a good start. And from then on, it's just bucket after bucket. And good luck catching up to that. Good luck. Do you believe in says sobbing is okay here? That's funny. Soul Train says, I'm not too upset because we've seen worse. Most of the guys I don't like will be free agents and the best player is 21 and nowhere near his potential. You're 100% right, Soul Train. Like, long term, the Orlando Magic are sitting pretty. Like, we're in great shape, guys. I think most fans realize that. But we also were our hopes got really, really high over the last couple weeks. And they're crashing rapidly before our very eyes. Not just tonight, when you look ahead. It's just, it hurts. It hurts. All right, I'm going to put up the box score here. You guys can look at it. I'm not going to go over everything. Paolo, horrible shooting night. 7 of 19 from the field. 0 of 5 from 3 again. A lot of just lazy three balls in the first half that I just cannot stand. I don't understand it. I do not understand why that is still part of his game. I don't get it. He did have 7 boards, 6 assists. So, whatever. We were talking about Wendell, not good. Gary Harris was fine. He was okay. Markel was good, 18 points. I wouldn't say great, but good. I thought Jalen was great on both ends of the floor. J.I. was really good. Caleb Houston only played that 743 all in the first half, didn't play in the second half, if I'm remembering correctly. Cole Anthony tonight was abysmal. Joe, I thought, was really good. You know, wish he made a couple more of those threes. But, I mean, he was super impactful on both ends. Obviously got Cam Whitmore ejected, which is always entertaining. Very entertaining sequence there. I thought Mo Wagner was really good. I wish he got the ball a little more, honestly. I know he ends up 4 of 9, but a couple of those were just bunnies at the rim that he normally makes. I wish he had a couple more opportunities. And then AB, Chuma, Trevlin, Jet, and Goga come in for garbage time. Looking at the Rockets, obviously you start with Van Vliet, who goes for 37, 8, and 6 on 13 of 22 shooting, 6 of 11 from 3. Gross. Jalen Green, you did a good job keeping him in check, but Jabari Smith Jr. tonight just did whatever he wanted. Hate to see that. They also, I mean, look at their starters. They had no players in double figures off the bench, but their starters just wrecked us. And the plus minus two, they killed us. Looking at the game summary here, again, Magic lost this game in the first quarter. They lose 36 to 25 in that first quarter. They do get 52 points in the paint. You love to see that. 33 bench points, whatever. 13 turnovers, whatever. I don't even really want to look at the rest of it. But where you lose this game ultimately is shooting the basketball. They get 15 threes. They go 15 of 35, and you get 7 of 24 for 29%. So they make 8 more threes than you. That's 24 more points than you off of the three ball. You're going to lose that game just about every time. It sucks. Magic go 21 of 23 from the free throw line, so way to go, 23 assists on 39 field goals, 9 steals, 6 blocks, whatever. I don't want to look at the rest of that. All right, now we got to talk about the situation here, guys. Looking at the scores around the league, like I said, nothing went the Magic's way tonight. Right now I am looking at the Western Conference, just because I'm curious. Wow, the Clippers are up 27 on the Suns at the end of the first quarter. That's insane. Holy smokes. The Phoenix Suns held to 10 points in the first quarter. Are you kidding me? Are they playing everybody? Wow. You have Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, and you score 10 points in the first, and Devin Booker, you score 10 points in the first quarter. Wow. The Clippers just topped I can't remember what we held the Clippers to in that one game where we shut them down. Or the Suns, sorry. We shut the Suns down in the quarter, fourth quarter, whatever. All right, focus. Here we go. Sixers beat the Pistons by 18, 120 to 102. Pacers beat the Raptors, 140 to 123. As I mentioned earlier, Miami Heat beat the Atlanta Hawks, 117 to 111 in double overtime. Thanks for nothing, Atlanta. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics, 104 to 91. I did not see that coming, especially because Boston played everybody just about. But the Bucks got off to a hot start and rode that the rest of the way. And the Knicks beat the Bulls, who are also useless, 128 to 117. What does that mean? Let's go to our standings here. Orlando Magic fall from 3 to 4. They are now one game back of the New York Knicks, two games back of the Milwaukee Bucks. They are tied record-wise with Cleveland Cavaliers, but they own the tiebreaker because of the division. So right now, the Magic are the 4 seed, the Cavs are the 5 seed, the Pacers are the 6 seed. The Indiana Pacers are only a half game back of the Magic, while Philadelphia is only 1.5 games back, which means, guys, if you lose tomorrow in Milwaukee, that game on Friday determines basically for that moment you and Philadelphia standings, right? Like if you lose tomorrow in Milwaukee, Philly will only be a game back. So if they win on Friday, they will pass you in the standings because they own the tiebreaker. So yeah, tomorrow's huge. Now, the Magic may have caught a break. Giannis, right now, the last I saw was a strained calf is whatever you want to call it. That's what they said. The doctor said, I can't think of what the freaking word is, whatever. What the doctor said, diagnosis, that's the word I'm looking for. Diagnosis, strained calf for Giannis. I think there's a chance Giannis doesn't play tomorrow, which would obviously be a break for the Magic. Obviously, we never root for an injury. That would be a break for the Magic. Increases their chance of winning tomorrow, but who knows? So yeah, tomorrow's a huge game. Second night of back-to-back for both teams, but Milwaukee, you know, kind of coasted through a lot of this game. Boston made it interesting in the second half, but tomorrow's gonna be tough, especially looking ahead to Friday, guys. The fact that Philly played tonight and doesn't play again until Friday, while the Magic have to fly from Houston to Milwaukee, play Milwaukee, and then fly from Milwaukee to Philadelphia and play Philadelphia on Friday. That's brutal. That's rough. Third game of 4 nights for the Magic on Friday. We'll talk more about Friday tomorrow, but yeah, that's the situation. Looking over here at our spreadsheet. It's tough. It's tough. I think Miami's going to lose tomorrow. I pray that they do. I think they're going to beat the Raptors twice. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Let's say the Sixers beat the Nets. No doubt that's going to happen, right? Let's say the Pacers beat the Hawks. I really believe that's going to happen. Gosh, man, Celtics, Knicks. I'm going to come back to that. Cavs are going to beat the Grizzlies tomorrow. Golly, guys, this is tough. I'm going to say the Bucks lose to the Thunder. Cavs are going to beat the Hornets, no doubt. I think the Knicks will beat the Bulls, no doubt. I think they'll beat the Nets, no doubt. I've left these other games blank because I'm indecisive, okay? Let's play devil's advocate here. Let's say the Magic lose these two right here. They lose to the Bucks and the Sixers, and they beat the Bucks at home. Okay. Which means the Sixers win here. Let's say that the Cavs win this game because they're at home. Cavs beat the Pacers on Friday, which is such a huge game. And then we've got them doing this and this. So let's see. Oh no. I just broke it. Okay, we're fine. Let's see what this would mean if this shakes out. Oh, I missed one. I missed the Celtics game. Crap. I missed the Knicks Celtics. I'm going to say they lose this game. I'll say they lose this game. I got to run it again. Oh, guys, man. I'm demoralized here. That was such an important game for this team. When you look at the schedule, it's just rough. It's rough. So this is what it would mean. Wow. Okay. Bucks, obviously the 2 seed. Knicks, Cavs tied 49 wins each for the 3 seed. I don't know who owns that tiebreaker. I believe it is the Knicks. It is the Knicks, actually. I remember it is the Knicks. So Knicks will be 3. Cavs will be 4. A three-way tie, Magic, Sixers, Pacers. The Orlando Magic would win that tie because they would be the only division winners. Okay, so that would be a 4-5 Cavs Magic matchup in this scenario. Then you have Sixers at, sorry, back up. I don't know who owns the tiebreaker between Sixers Pacers. That would have to be figured out. One of them would be 6, one of them would be 7, Miami would be 8. So, someone said that. You're right. I messed this up. This should be an L for them. That's what it should be. You're exactly right. So, wow, it would be a three-way tie for 49 wins. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. That's crazy. Okay. Let's see what it says. Yeah, so that's a three-way tie on 49 wins. I have no idea who wins that then. I have no idea who wins that tiebreaker. What a mess. But this is just showing you what's possible. Like, these results are not unreasonable. I don't think any of these are unreasonable. Which is crazy that it could be a three-way tie on 49, a three-way tie on 47, and the Heat on 46. It's crazy. But the most important thing right now when it comes to these tiebreakers is winning the division, which is, I think, is going to happen. Like, you only need the magic number to win the division is 2 between you and Miami. One Miami win or loss, one Magic win, you do it. So I don't know, guys. That's just a little bit of a simulation to see what's possible. Obviously, I think we have a chance tomorrow. The thing with this team is they do like to bounce back from bad losses. We've seen that several times. But tomorrow is tough, man. Milwaukee has everything to play for. Everything to play for. But yeah, it's rough, guys. I don't know what else I can do tonight, guys. We're at 25 minutes. That's exactly what I said we do. I think that's all I got tonight. I'm a little defeated. The season's not over, and it's been a great season. If the season were to end today, let's say we didn't make the playoffs at all, even though that's not possible to not make the postseason, it'd still be a great season. It doesn't make tonight not hurt any less, right? And us diehard Magic fans, we can feel that, right? Like, this is the best team we've had in a long time, and we want the best for everyone. We want the best for our fellow fans. We want the best for this team. We believe that this team is good enough. You're right, Soul Train. Bucks are inconsistent defensively and offensively, honestly. So there's a chance. There's a chance tomorrow. No doubt about it. Okay. Appreciate the love in the chat, guys. Thanks. There's still 100 of you here, which is ridiculous. You guys are insane. Thanks for hanging out tonight. I think it's going to do it for us, though. Okay. It is a back-to-back, like I said. So not just a chance for the Magic to turn around, but a chance for the show to turn around tomorrow. Okay. Let's try and get a win tomorrow. Positive vibes from here on out. I believe it's possible. It's going to be tough, but it's possible. This team has done hard things all season long. Regardless, win, lose, draw, you know we'll be back here after that game tomorrow. It's another late tip. 8 o'clock, I think. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock again, guys. So we'll see you after that game. Have a great Wednesday. But until then, let's go Magic.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.